This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasang with the news. The headlines first. Government says it has been abiding to conditions issued by the World Health Organization for preventing coronavirus from entering the country. Government urges all citizens not to organize or attend any large conferences, festivals and gatherings. Parliamentarians demand the government to book the culprits involved in black marketing amid coronavirus fear. Ministry for Labour unveils the Nepal Labour Immigration Report 2020. Report shows 80% of those going to foreign employment are between 18 to 35 years old, and coronavirus death toll in Italy crosses 1,000. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to suspend on-arrival visa for some more countries, after the World Health Organization, WHO, declared COVID-19 as a pandemic. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, said in the beginning the government had suspended the on-arrival visa to 5 countries, which was now extended in view of the COVID-19 pandemic. The meeting of the High-Level Coordination Committee to control the outbreak of the deadly COVID-19 held on Thursday made such decision. He, however, did not share information which countries were in the additional list to not get on-arrival visa. Earlier, the government had suspended the on-arrival visa to people from China, Iran, Italy, France, Germany, Spain, South Korea, and Japan. The High-Level Committee meeting held at Prime Minister's office yesterday discussed thoroughly on Nepal's preparedness to stay safe from the pandemic. Minister Khatiwada added that high level of alertness would be maintained. As part of preparedness measures, the meeting decided to additionally set up quarantine zones and isolation wards and increase supply of equipments and test kits for the virus amidst the World Health Organization putting Nepal at high risk of the infection. As a part of government's precautionary measures against coronavirus, the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration has asked all 753 local levels to not organize and engage in major gatherings, including feasts and celebrations. Issuing an 11-point memorandum as a call for attention to all the local governments, the ministry also appealed to the general public not to join large events in order to stop possible outbreak of the coronavirus. Ministry's Joint Secretary Basant Adhikari said that the ministry has asked the local governments to carry out frequent monitoring by deploying medical teams in the cinema halls, bus parks, party palace and housing apartments. The lawmakers speaking at yesterday's special hour of the House of Representatives meeting drew the attention of the government to take stern action against those involved in black marketing. Amid the fear of a possible outbreak of the coronavirus, Nepal Communist Party lawmaker Khagaraj Adhikari and Nepali Congress lawmaker Pushpa Bhushal asked the government to come strong against the fraud business persons who are promoting black marketing in cooking gas and other daily essentials, causing artificial crisis. They also demanded that the government should provide foodstuffs and drugs to the public in an easy and accessible manner. The Health and Population Ministry has clarified that the coronavirus has not entered Nepal. Organizing a press meet at the Health Ministry yesterday, the ministry clarified that no case of coronavirus infection was confirmed among suspected cases except the initial case found in a student returned from China who also recovered later. Spokesperson at the Health and Population Ministry, Dr. Bikas Depkota, informed that 450 samples were tested for the coronavirus in National Public Health Laboratory and 6 persons have been kept in isolation. He further informed that among them, 4 persons were kept in Sukhara's Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital, Teku, and 2 others were kept in isolation ward in Patan Hospital. Likewise, Secretary at the Ministry, Yadav Koirala, said high alertness and containing measures had been taken to stop the entry of the coronavirus in Nepal, following all the terms issued by the World Health Organization. Secretary Koirala also urged all not to spread rumors about the coronavirus and adopt preventive measures to avoid the possible infection. The results of various laboratory tests carried out to examine the health of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli are normal and showed an improvement. The TU Teaching Hospital Maharajganj has said regular tests following the renal transplant has been continued. The hospital executive director, Professor Dr. Prem Krishna Khadka, informed vitals and lab indicators of Prime Minister were encouraging and he was taking regular food. 80% of Nepalese pursuing foreign employment are between 18 to 35 years old, according to a report published by the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security. This data was included in the 4th Nepal Labour Immigration Report 2020, made public by Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security yesterday. The report incorporates the present situation of foreign employment in Nepal, skills and professions pursued by Nepali laborers and problems and prospects of foreign employment sector. The report shows that most of the male Nepali foreign migrant workers choose Malaysia and Qatar, while female workers go to United Arab Emirates for foreign employment. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम Rastrakul Sanchar.
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Bhaktapur municipality has urged the hospitals inside the municipality to set up isolation wards in view of possible outbreak of coronavirus. The municipality has sent letters to Bhaktapur Hospital, Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital, Martyr Dharmabhakta Human Organ Transplant Center, Dr. Ruamwara Memorial Hospital, Siddhi Memorial Women and Children Hospital and Public Health Center to set up isolation wards. World Economic Forum has honored Nepali youth Pradeep Ariyar with the Young Global Leaders 2020 Award for his notable contribution to youth empowerment and social justice promotion. Founder of the Forum Class Corp had established the award by constituting the forum in 2004. The award was established with an objective of developing youth leadership capable to face increasing complexities and challenges in the world. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The death toll from an outbreak of coronavirus in Italy has jumped in the last 24 hours by 189 to 1,016, a rise of 23%, the country's civil protection agency said on Thursday. The total number of cases in Italy, the European country hardest hit by the virus, rose to 15,113 from a previous 12,462, an increase of 21.7%. The World Health Organization, WHO, declared the outbreak as a pandemic as Italy tightened its strict quarantine and the United States imposed a ban on flights to Europe. More than 4,613 people who have died and over 126,000 have been infected globally, according to the WHO. About 68,000 victims have recovered, according to Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking the virus. The United States launched air raids in Iraq yesterday, targeting four locations of the Iranian-backed Shia militia members believed to be responsible for an earlier rocket attack that killed and wounded American and British troops at a base north of Baghdad. Among those targeted in the strike was an Iraqi airport under construction in the holy city of Karbala. In a statement, Pentagon said the U.S. conducted defensive precision strikes against Kataib Hezbollah facilities across Iraq. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds and lightning is likely to occur at some places over the central and western regions and at a few places over the eastern regions. Chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Government says it has been abiding to conditions issued by the World Health Organization for preventing coronavirus from entering the country. Government urges all citizens not to organize or attend any large conferences, festivals and gatherings. Parliamentarians demand the government to book the culprits involved in black marketing amid coronavirus fear. Ministry for Labour unveils the Nepal Labour Immigration Report 2020. Report shows 80% of those going to foreign employment are between 18 to 35 years old. And coronavirus death toll in Italy crosses 1,000. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.